After a severed pig's head was thrown at a mosque in North Philadelphia in December, religious leaders and city officials condemned the act and vowed to find those responsible. 1 month later, WHYY's Katie Culinary reports the police investigation has hit a roadblock.
Surveillance video at the Al-Aqsa Islamic Society Mosque shows someone in a red pickup truck throwing the pig's head out the window. But investigators say the video is too blurry to read the truck's license plate. A spokeswoman for the Philadelphia Police Department says it has no suspects in the case. The FBI would only say the investigation is ongoing.
The case is still being investigated as a potential hate crime. Unfortunately, it's a difficult case to investigate.
Rue Landau is executive director of Philadelphia's Commission on Human Relations, which is acting as a liaison between the mosque and law enforcement.
This is a crime that was intended to harm a certain group of people or a certain place with institutional vandalism. That sends ripples throughout a community of fear and concern.
But the mosque community outreach coordinator, Adab Ibrahim, says the sense of fear did not last long.
We just felt, again, like a flashback from 9/11. But then soon after, the outpour of support was just overwhelming.
The mosque has received cards and flowers from people as far away as Australia. On Saturday, dozens of people helped paint a mural on the side of the mosque called Windows to Peace. Ibrahim says finding those who threw the pig's head would help members heal.
But we're also grateful that this has brought us closer as a community.
Katie Culinary, WHYY News.